might need to poop, but...
Should I pause it?
Nah, I'll let you know. It should be fine.
Do you want that in?
Yes.
All right. Welcome, friends.
Ta-da!
You made it. That's not our theme song.
Whatever it is.
That's not the mic. So, how goes?
You talking to me?
Yo, who would I be talking to? They're not going to respond through the podcast.
Well, they could, maybe. I'm doing good, man.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Woo!
We're recording this. This isn't going to release on Labor Day weekend.
Well, that's great information. It'll come out next week.
Yeah, you're listening to this in the past, but now it's the future.
What are we doing today, Spencer?
Today we're gonna talk about... Well, I'm going to tell you about a movie I saw in between the last recordings. I don't know if you've seen anything.
Yeah, I saw one.
Oh, what'd you see?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were telling me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me again.
It was a blast. Yeah? It's a classic blockbuster summer hit. I didn't really watch all of the Fast and Furious.
I've never seen one.
But I got the idea, of the relationship. And it was just a huge movie. Lots of big sets, big explosions.
Big actors. Big guys.
Yeah, freaking just big people.
Jason Statham and The Rock.
Yeah. It was just a lot of fun. I'm also a huge fan of The Rock and Jason Statham, so I loved it from the movie poster. I was ready for it. I don't know if it's one that I would buy personally, just because I'm not like...
You're not going to buy my movie.
Nah, I'm not going crazy over the Fast and Furious.
Why are you not
going
to buy my movie? I'm a karate chop you in the throat.
Well, I do have the Transporter series. That's pretty good.
That is a good series.
Yeah. But definitely, it was a fun movie.
Nice.
Go see it on the big screen if you can. $5 Tuesdays.
Yep.
Ooh, ooh.
I saw scary movies or scary stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah, you freaking weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
No.
I was such a fan of the book series, and I knew going into it with Guillermo del Toro producing on it that the monsters were going to be crazy, and they absolutely were. They did a lot of the classic ones from the first book. There were three books. People probably remember most, like, the creepy-ass illustrations from the books. Obviously, we can't show you those, because this is a podcast. But it played out as, like, your typical horror movie with, like, jump scares and the storyline of, oh, we got this haunted thing that's turning everyone haunted now, and we gotta make it right, or else we're gonna all die.
Yeah, and a toe corpse that follows you around until you give it its toe.
So great. It was so great.
No.
They did the spider one with the spiders exploding out of a cheek.
God,
they had Harold the Scarecrow. They had Meet Doty Walker.
Oh, no, I can't, no.
And then they had the fat lady.
Yeah, she's just the whole thing. I'm not going to see it.
The movie itself was pretty average. The monsters... Absolutely go see it. But do it on a $5 night for sure.
Yeah, but I can't have that stuff in my brain when I go to sleep at night. That's all I'll dream about.
You're going to get some spooks?
Yeah, I'll have the spooky spooks.
The spooky night terror shits.
Yeah, and then I'm just garbage the next day thinking about how stupid it was thinking about this stupid... Everything's just stupid.
Why wouldn't you think that it was stupid before you had the thoughts? Then you'd be like...
Because you made me go to the stupid movie.
I didn't make you go to it. Although I wanted to... I did make you go to see It. Which is coming out... It'll be out the weekend that this comes out. So
yeah.
That'll probably be what I talk about next.
Woo!
And probably you won't, because you won't want
to
see it.
Well, I might go. You convinced me to go somehow at 11 at night.
Yeah.
Once.
The first time.
Yeah.
At least that you saw it. It was like my third time seeing it.
200%.
Such a good movie.
Watched it through my fingers.
But, not the whole thing. It's okay to admit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the scary movies, man. I was out. I was out. I can't handle it. Blood and gore, no problems. But when you start getting into like the spooky...
The paranormal
stuff, yeah, no, or anything with an old lady or a kid, absolutely not. No.
So like, I'm out. 99% of horror movies.
Yep.
It was all based around kids.
Yeah. Well. Well, no, the kid being like the creepy thing standing in the hallway just staring at you. And you're like, boy, go back to sleep. And he's like, nah, I'll just kill you. And you're like, oh, well. Yeah.
Well, going off that, maybe we'll cast a horror movie today.
Oh, man, that would be fitting.
Right? So we've done, what have we done now? We did a TV show. We did a board game. We did a biopic. We did an action superhero reboot. We cast a video game. There's not a whole lot of like realms left. There's like a book or two I think I put in here.
Yeah, no, it's and, like, just all the lame stuff.
So it's all the stuff that you don't need to tune into this anymore. It's just, it's pointless.
Yeah, well.
But
let's see what we got today.
Let us again know if you liked the multiplier round from the last one. We aren't doing that this time. Like I said, we're going to do it probably every like fifth episode, unless people want it more. So let us know if you do, or if you think, hey, that's a good schedule for those, then just tell us that and say we're doing a good job otherwise.
Yeah, give us a big thumbs up from Poppy. Oh, I get to do the honors. Okay.
I don't remember who went. The Justice League one. We both picked for the Justice League.
Haha. I have the paper in my hand. I think it's two.
I think you got two, yeah.
I think it. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. Opening it up.
Good ASMR.
The Sims.
Ooh.
What does that mean, Spencer? Interesting.
So, The Sims is a video game, of course. Classic. Oh, who made it? You can't find that out on IMDb.
No.
Who made the Sims games?
Everyone knows the Sims games.
I know EA, I think, was behind it. But, yeah, The Sims. You create a family and you live out life in a video game. There's nothing real extrapolated other than, like, you can build a house, a dream house, and get, like, dream furniture and, like, kill the Sims in pools. Like,
yeah, it's basically doing what you would do normally, except not doing it and doing it on a computer that doesn't actually influence your life.
Right.
Fun!
Yeah, that's great.
Everyone's played The Sims and made a character for them and their crush and made them live together.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my thought when I wrote this one down was it's kind of another open-ended one like the Betrayal movie that we did where... You know, we take a typical Sims family, you know, the mom, the dad, we'll go with like the cookie cutter, like 50s family, like mom, dad, like maybe three kids if we want to.
Sure.
I think it would be hilarious if we actually did make this a horror movie.
I was going to suggest, like, could this be a movie like The Gamer with Gerard Butler where he's literally controlled by some kid? In this, like, action game or whatever. But it's a real person controlling another real Michael person. Michael Pena.
He was, like, controlled by this kid or whatever.
Yeah, and then this crazy, stupid, fine girl, she come up to me. Like that. Yeah. Like from Ant-Man.
Yep.
No. So the Sims have to be some sort of unfortunate soul that gets put into this video game world. Or some sort of, like, enslavement world. Mm-hmm. Where they're controlled by players outside of this world. So I think in The Gamer with Gerard Butler, he was like a prisoner or something, and that was one of their sentences, is they would be controlled by some kid who thought he was playing a video game. So is that the kind of horror pick you're going for? People just have no choice but to do these things? And
yeah. There's actually... I'm not sure if it was by this channel or not, but I remember seeing on YouTube, it was either College Humor or it was Gritty Reboots, did like a Sims horror trailer.
Oh.
This isn't what sparked the idea, but I just now remembered it, where like people, it's exactly as you said, like there's just people like controlling, like doing something and they're like, I'm not doing this.
Oh.
What is that?
I got goosebumps already.
The green diamond pops up over their head like, what the fuck is that? And like someone swimming in the pool and like the ladder gets deleted and he's like, I can't get out. I'm gonna die in
something
here.
Just randomly starts on fire. I may have burned down all of my houses while playing The Sims.
It doesn't surprise me. But yeah, this would be just kind of like a fun, like, cast your ideal. I wrote out some, like, kind of your typical family. I've got the dad, the mom, An older daughter, a middle, like, probably high school age, mm-hmm. a middle brother who's probably, like, middle school, just getting into high school, and then, oops, that was supposed to be a younger daughter.
What did you say?
I said youngest son. I picture, like, the two girls and then, like, the middle brother who causes trouble, you know? Yeah. The youngest daughter is, like, elementary age. And then you've got the weird neighbor, and, of course, can't forget the Grim Reaper. Because he is going to be a big part in the movie when people get killed, and you got to do a fiddle battle to get the souls back.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yep. Have you ever played The Sims?
Yeah, but like I said, I just like dicked around on it and set stuff on fire.
I feel like that's what most people did, though.
Yeah, but I didn't. I didn't actually do anything productive that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. I want the mom to be Kristen Wiig.
That sounds great.
Just that's the first cast.
So that's the genre we're going for. Like
it's kind of
scary,
like
scary movie esque horror movie.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of typically veer towards like comedy route because it's gonna be funny. Like
with
the setup of it, like if it's a horror movie and it's based on The Sims, people are gonna be laughing.
Yeah,
well, Kristen Wiig is a fantastic comedic actress.
Going off that, then I think Ed Helms would be great as the dad.
Ed Helms is the dad.
Yeah, Ed Helms is also Andy Bernard from The Office and Stu from The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great at just freaking out. Stuff.
We can keep him, but he just like I can't think of the word for it. I don't know why, but he just annoys me. I don't.
That's fine.
I don't like him.
Maybe he can die first.
Okay. That's fine. I'll subscribe
like,
to that.
Like he's super handy, and he's an asset to the team for like surviving this horror.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets killed first, and now everyone is just like, "Well, how about that?
Dang it!
Maybe he gets killed because he's annoying, and the eye in the sky, whoever's controlling him, is like, wow." This dude sucks, and then drowns him or something.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That sounds traumatic.
Great.
Great. All right.
Terrific. Then we've got the probably going to be the harder to cast, the kids of the family, an older daughter, a middle brother, and a youngest daughter. I'm kind of thinking of... I'm trying to think of, like, who can do funny well. There's one person I thought of, the girl from the newest, like, Halloween reboot, just because I remember watching that. She was a pretty good, like, horror actress, but I don't know if she's
You talking about Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
Oh.
she can be the, oh, thank you. Andy Matichek, who played Allison. There goes the board.
Well.
I'm going to see if she's done any comedy. Halloween, Assimilate, Underground, Orange is the New Black, apparently she was in.
Yeah, still haven't seen that show. I heard it's amazing.
Same. Blue Bloods. Yeah, not really anything like comedy. Oh.
Well,
I almost just dropped your phone.
That's all right.
While we're kind of IMDb-ing for like the kid actors, who would you want for like your perfect, ideal, like, neighbor character of The Sims?
Oh.
And we could do multiples if we wanted to. Like, people who just come over randomly for parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Michael Cera.
Okay.
Just the random guy who's never supposed to be there and is always an awkward encounter, but he secretly just needs to... He wants to be a part of this family's whatever they're doing. Because he's their neighbor and he's just like a weird dude. But every time he's with them, he immediately regrets his decision and tries to leave without it being awkward. That's what I think the weird neighbor should be. But he just gets caught up in all of this. And I think the weird neighbor should be the final survivor. Who just goes back to his life.
He's just like... All right, like he just survives everything. And he's just like, okay, this is the thing, I guess.
That's who comes to mind for the weird neighbor for me.
Excellent.
Do you have a counter offer?
honestly, my first, like, instinctual thought was, not necessarily the dude from, like, the neighbor over the fence from Home Improvement, but just, like, Tim Allen.
Yeah. That could be,
just
yeah.
kind of popping up, but...
Wilson?
Oh, I know who I want for my neighbor. Just because we need, I think, a little bit of diversity into this. Because we've got a very white cast right now.
Wow, we suck.
Yeah. And obviously, like, we'll probably have white kids because Ed Helms and Kristen Wiig are white.
What if...
really want Lil Rel Howery as a neighbor who was Rod from Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
This guy. I want him.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely want him.
100%. If you haven't seen Get Out, number one, it's a masterpiece. And number two, his character is easily the comic relief that everyone needs.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He was in Bird Box, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Bird Box. He was in Tag.
Yeah.
Although Hannibal Buress was the main dude in Tag.
What'd you call him? Hannibal Buress?
Yeah.
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress?
Buress. Not Buress. Like bureaucracy?
Whatever. I also Buress. Have the middle brother casting if you want to hear that, you ass.
Yes.
So I was going to mention, apparently he was also in Good Boys. Good Boys.
Good boy.
Also has the dude I want for the middle brother, who is Jacob Tremblay, who is a fantastic actor. He was in Room with Brie Larson. So a really good, like, dramatic actor. However, he took his big first step into, like, the comedic realm with the recent Good Boys, which is just, like, middle school kids swearing the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I heard some people actually really liked it. We could even throw in Keith L. Williams, who's in that movie, as, like, Lil Rel's son or something.
That could work.
I'll just... make a little note of him there. Are you finding anybody for the daughter characters?
No, but I got one for the Grim Reaper for sure.
Okay. I kind of want to cast him last, but...
That's okay. I can save it.
Are you going to remember it?
Yes.
Okay. Then we got to figure out the older daughter, probably like high school age, and then the youngest daughter...
Why does Hilary Duff come to mind?
She have a, like, an actress sibling, maybe?
Maybe.
Because she's, like, our age.
Yeah. What are we doing with
still,
our lives?
She could still play young, I feel like.
Yeah.
But also...
she could be the older daughter that moved out. Doesn't have to be, like...
What about Chloe Grace Moretz?
Oh, yes. She could...
She just, like, popped up on my screen.
Yes.
Great actor. And she was in she was in Neighbors, right?
Yeah, she was Neighbors in Neighbors. She's been in The Fifth Wave. That wasn't really popular, but she was Hit was Girl.
I was going to say, was that a comedy?
No. But Chloe can throw down with the Grim Reaper if she needs to.
In the fiddle contest?
Yes.
To get her dad back?
Yes. Chloe, yeah, she'd be good at, because she can be a little lippy too. Mm-hmm. Her characters are really good at that, but also she don't take no Ooh. Crap off of no one, man.
Okay, I know who I want for my young that daughter was, too. If you awful. Yeah, it was kind of racist.
No, I was trying to quote Cool Runnings, so I just sucked at it.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
Oh well. I have a younger daughter choice if you don't have any.
Go for it.
McKenna Grace.
McKenna Grace.
She was in... I don't know if you saw... I know you saw Captain Marvel. Yes. She plays like a young Captain Marvel in some cutaway scenes.
Okay.
In like the scenes where she's like standing up and stuff. Like, oh, rise, whatever. Her big role was Gifted alongside Chris Evans.
Oh! I never saw that, but I always wanted to.
It's very good. She's a very good actress, and I feel like she could pull off definitely the comedic stuff. So I'm going with McKenna Grace.
I like that.
Yeah, I think she also, for some reason, she stands out in my mind.
For some reason?
For
some reason.
She stands out in my mind. She was in a little, like, cutaway, like, one scene in Ready Player One where she's, like, sitting in the classroom when Mr. Man is giving his, like, death speech. Like, by the time you're watching this, I'll be dead.
Oh.
I've hidden three keys throughout my world, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's a little kid sitting in the room. I was like, that's that girl from Gifted.
Hey!
She's hanging out there. But yeah. I think that's a pretty solid... And, like, I don't know, I feel like you put all these actors together, like, you could see them in a family together.
Yeah.
Ed Helms is kind of the odd one out, but...
Well, if you don't like him that much, just get rid of him.
Who no, I was going to say, like, I think him and next to, like, Jacob Tremblay, you could see kind of a little resemblance, but...
Some chemistry.
I'm just saying, like, familial, like, facial structure or something, like... If you could see these people being the kids of those people.
Oh, I see.
Trying not to make, like a, make I mean, the I don't audience like believe them, it. But
well, whatever.
Yeah.
Awesome. Who's your pick for the Grim Reaper?
I don't have one because you have it.
Yes, I have two.
You have two Grim Reapers?
Yeah. Depending on the type of movie we're going for here. Actually, I have three.
Have we not established what we're doing for our movie?
Well, it's kind of all over the place, but I think any of these could work. Depending on the type of character okay. they need to portray.
So we're going
to
narrow it down from yeah. three.
So we'll start on one end of the spectrum, and it'll be absolutely bonkers, ridiculous. Danny McBride as the Grim Reaper.
Jesus.
The whole thing would become a freaking cartoon, but it would be hilarious to see him be like,
him being
hey.
Death's voice?
Yeah.
What but, is this, a Seth Rogen movie?
I mean, basically, I was thinking Pineapple Express, This is the End type of vibe for this.
I could see them producing it.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. Maybe Seth Rogen it could be the dad.
Because, like, This is the End is low-key, like, probably one of my favorite movies. Like a low-key favorite movie. Because, like, high-key is, like Star Wars and Indiana Jones. And not even guilty about it. Like, that's a damn funny movie. It is I'll stand funny. By it.
Yeah.
It's just... I remember watching it with my buddy Nick. Hi, Nick, if you're listening to this. Shout out.
Hi, Nick.
We watched it both for the first time on a whim. Because we had worked at Family Video. And we loved it. It was just so, like, we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And it knocked our whatever expectations out of the park just because it was so funny. Go watch that movie. This is the End. It's got, like, James Franco and Seth Rogen and that one scrawny kid from the How to Train Your Dragon series.
Oh, Jay Baruchel. How do you say his last name?
Jay Baruchel?
Yep, that sounds right.
A bunch of them, Jonah Hill, all playing themselves. When the apocalypse happens.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's great. It's a lot of cameos, too.
Yes.
Including Danny McBride. That's what mm-hmm. made me think of it. Okay, who are your other Reapers?
Yeah, so another Danny here. Going kind of in the middle of that.
Danny Glover?
No, actually Dan Aykroyd.
Too old for this shit.
I thought would be kind of funny in this role.
I'm not going to write Danny Aykroyd.
Danny Aykroyd.
That's just...
Yeah,
disgusting.
Throw back to sixth grade Danny. Danny Aykroyd.
Danny Aykroyd. Okay.
Yep. I thought he was kind of like middle ground for this, where he can mm-hmm. he can try and be serious, but it's always a little bit funny, kind of like his role in Ghostbusters, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just watched it. It was on TV, so I thought of it. And then on the other end of the spectrum, just intense, pretty terrifying to look at and just to be around, Danny Trejo.
Just a bunch of Dans.
Yep.
Danny Trejo.
And as a stand-in, Dan Avidan, if you're listening, we would love to have you in this movie.
When you said Dan Aykroyd, it made me want to pitch a Grim Reaper of my own.
Please do.
Bill Murray.
There you go.
Bill fucking Murray. And if he's not the Reaper, I want him to be another neighbor.
The BFM. He can be a neighbor.
Which Danny would you want for your Reaper, then?
Well, I mean, I was going to let you choose between my little Danny Buffet I just presented to you.
Your Danny Buffet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're for sure putting Bill Murray as a neighbor, because I would have fought hard for him for Grim Reaper.
Fine.
They could be interchangeable. What if...
Plot twist.
One of your Reapers is a neighbor, and then he turns out to be the Reaper? That works. Is that what you were going to say for your plot twist?
Yeah, sure.
That's... You don't... Okay. You don't say, oh, yeah, when I say... Plot twist.
Because I
and then I say,
of...
oh, this is the plot twist. What do you think? Was that your plot twist?
I was
sure.
I was just ahead of your.
That means it wasn't your plot twist.
My brain was synced with yours, except your mouth didn't say what it was yet. So I was just excited.
And you were so excited, you showed that expression with the word sure.
We so excited. So excited. It's Rebecca Black. It's Friday.
Oh.
It's Friday.
But it's Sunday.
Well.
I'm going to take off Danny McBride.
He doesn't want that kind of movie.
I don't want it to be a stoner comedy. I love the inclusion of Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
If he's not the Reaper, I want him as a neighbor as well.
Like Danny Trejo could be the neighbor you think is the Reaper.
Yeah.
Because he's always
and then
a creeper.
Randomly Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do
Who's
that.
Who's like also the mailman. Or something.
I was going to say, we could have a mailman character, because Bill Murray will be the mailman.
Perfect.
Bill Murray, mailman. And then we'll have Danny Trejo as a weird neighbor. I spelled that with one D. Dani. Daenerys Trejo.
Daenerys. Dracarys.
And then mailman. Bill. Fucking. Murray.
The BFM.
I was going to say it would be great if he cameoed in Zombieland 2, but
yeah.
Then I remember they killed him in Zombieland
1. Oh, spoilers.
Spoilers for a movie that's been out for a decade.
Well,
anywho.
All right.
Here is
our cast.
Here is our Sims movie. Focusing in on
the
fun little neighborhood family in wherever land that Simville.
Suburbia.
Sim City.
Ooh.
is it too on the nose?
No.
Okay, Sim City.
It's just on the nose, just giving it a little peck.
We have this lovely suburban family made up of Ed Helms and Kristen Wiig, a married couple for, I don't know, let's say 15 years, because that's a hip young
yeah.
couple. They have their older daughter, who's in high school, played by Chloe Grace Moretz. The middle-aged brother kind of hanging out in middle school, going on to high school, Jacob Tremblay. And then their youngest daughter, who is like an elementary school genius, just reprising her role from Gifted, McKenna Grace. Next to them, throughout the movie, we'll see some weird neighbors pop in. Michael Cera just kind of being that dude who just walks in the house, as you would apt to have in any Sims game.
Yes.
Just have that random neighbor who just walks in uninvited.
Oh, hey, Danny.
Got Lil Rel Howery. And his son, Keith L. Williams, coming in, just being, you know, just probably the greatest bit of comic relief in the whole thing, because they are damn funny.
Yep.
Danny Trejo, playing kind of the sketchy other side neighbor who kind of gives off that, like, grim reapery, like he trims his hedges with a scythe sort
yeah.
of vibe.
Or like the neighbor in Home Alone who walks around with a shovel.
Yep.
Like that sort
Little
of vibe.
Man, dude. The mailman comes by occasionally, probably just like once in the movie, and it's Bill fucking Murray.
Yes.
Because, yeah, you gotta have him. And then, somewhere along the line, we have Ed Helms drown in the pool because the ladder gets removed by, like, the eternal force that starts making everything, like, crazy, like furniture moving itself and, like, disappearing and reappearing as better furniture. But then they, like, I don't know, lose their jobs and whatnot, so then they have to start selling stuff off, so it's just disappearing. Like, random fires will start up. And then eventually Ed Helms dies, and who comes to take his soul? Dan Aykroyd as the Grim Reaper. Who then gets into, obviously, a fiddle contest for Ed Helms' soul back, and he loses, and then Ed Helms comes back, and there's some yada yada family life matters bullshit. Da, da, da. I don't even...
Is that the Sims sound?
I was going to say, I apologize to any Sims fans. I don't know what the Sims theme song is, if there is one.
No,
it's just kind of this like kitschy like pop tune. Sims is famous, though, for having really muddled voices, like backwards speak. Like, skish faramadori. But also having like Simlish music actually recorded by like whatever artist. So you could have, like, I remember in Sims 2, like, Paramore was one of the bands. Like, one of their songs, and you can clearly hear it's them, is in there. But they record it in Simlish, so it's all like...
Please sing more Simlish songs.
I'm trying to think of some other ones that popped up.
Sing I Believe I Can
Fly. It's all, like, 90s, 2000s bands, so I don't know what the fuck they
are. Sing the Star Spangled Banner.
All you be Shiongi...
Sing We Will Rock You. Spencer Schreiner, everyone.
Sign me up. Give me a fucking recording contract.